With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Volodymyr Zelensky has landed. He's in Berlin for talks with Germany's chancellor, virtual discussions with other European leaders, and then a phone call with President Trump. Mr. Trump will meet in person with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Friday. It's what happens when more money is coming in, but even more is going out. The national debt now exceeds a stunning $37 trillion.
We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs.
That was President Trump last week. Treasury Department data show a 273% rise in customs revenue from last year. At the same time, however, the federal budget deficit continues to grow, climbing 20% this fiscal year. Tariff revenues are not yet offsetting increased federal spending, which includes growing interest payments on public debt and Social Security cost of living increases. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is hinting that ceasefire efforts will now focus on a comprehensive deal that would release all of the remaining Hamas hostages at once instead of a staged release. But a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. is skeptical.
Dr. Michael Oren says many favor a simple approach in which Israel would pull out of Gaza in exchange for the hostages.
Hamas is never going to give us back all the hostages.
That's because, in Oren's words, Hamas is evil but not stupid.
And they know that the minute they give us back the last hostage, that is when the IDF goes in and destroys them finally.
And all negotiations are taking place amid a backdrop of very different values, especially when it comes to the value of human life.
In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, stock futures point to a higher open this morning. The Dow futures are up 135 points. NASDAQ futures 61 points higher. This is SRN News. A Texas woman sues an abortion pill provider.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the UK, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspirations at the United Nations General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, arguing that any such state must be the result of negotiation between itself and the Palestinians and cannot be unilaterally imposed by outsiders. This is SRN News. YouTube is set to start testing a new age verification system.
YouTube will use artificial intelligence to distinguish between adults and minors based on their viewing habits. The tests, scheduled to begin Wednesday, initially affect a small portion of YouTube's U.S. audience. If successful, the system could become more widespread. It works when viewers are logged into their accounts regardless of the birth date entered. If flagged as under 18, users face restrictions like privacy warnings and limited video recommendations. John Scott reporting.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says the man who fired more than 180 shots, the headquarters of the CDC, wanted to send a message against COVID-19 vaccines. Police say 30-year-old Patrick White fatally shot DeKalb County Police Officer David Rose during the attack. More details, SRNNews.com.